The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Jesus looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven, for that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets. But I say to you, listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you, and if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. So if any of you are thinking, "What an order, I can't go through with it," I want you to know you're in real good company. I mean, how do you straddle this teaching of Jesus? You know, blessed are the poor, woe to the rich, woe to you who are laughing. I guess we have to stop laughing in church from here on. We can't laugh anymore. And then the kicker, the one that really sort of zings you right between the eyes, love your enemies. And of course, I have a little voice in the back of my head that starts to negotiate with Jesus. Well, maybe just the ones I kind of don't get along with a little bit. Maybe I'll, you know, start loving them. Maybe work my way in. Can I pick and choose the enemies that I'm going to love, right? So, I mean, this is huge, this teaching. This is seemingly impossible. You know, what an order, I can't go through with it. And if you find yourself in a similar position as me, you are in good company. And so the other day, I was reading in my book of meditations, and it said this: since its earliest centuries, the church has set aside a day to remember the great cloud of witnesses who have gone before us in the faith, stretching across the centuries and around the globe. However hard it might seem to follow the way of Jesus in our own time and place, this is the day, the Feast of All Saints, to remember that we may be crazy, but we are not alone. If you are anything like me, that speaks to you pretty deeply. I mean, I tried for years to do this on my own and discovered I couldn't. I need people around me like you who are struggling with the same stuff that I struggle with. And in the ancient tradition, we have a concept, an idea. It is called the communion of the saints, which is what we celebrate on All Saints Day. It is those who have gone before, those who are present among us, and those who are yet to come who are living faithful lives or are about to. And so this is the kind of crowd I need to run with. And I have two examples today of saints among us. Well, maybe three. The first one being Betty Bianchi, who I miss terribly. I know you do too. She's doing well. She's continuing to recover, doing her PT. That is one tough woman. And we miss her here on Sundays. And I can't think of anybody among the clergy who embodies a saintly life, a godly, righteous, and sober life like Betty. Can you agree with that? Yeah. Yeah. And that's not to say that she can't get ornery. Have you ever crossed, Betty? I did once, and I'll never do it again. You know, you do not want to be in her crosshairs, because, woo, you'll know it in a heartbeat. So, Betty Bianchi, a saint among us. There's another one that we're about to honor. In fact, Freddie, you can go fetch her right now, Pam Ertl. Pam has dedicated her life to the well-being of our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. She has been teaching for decades down in Minden. She has also dedicated her life here at St. Peter's to our children in the Sunday school. She has also shown up here every Wednesday night to work with anywhere from 30 to 40 children ranging in age from tots to high schoolers who are the children of our Champions for Change with the Circles Initiative. And she tutors them, she encourages them, she teaches them how to work together. I mean, it's amazing the work that Pam Ertl does. And so what a wonderful thing that she has been named by Governor Brian Sandoval, the Teacher of the Year for the entire state of Nevada. teachers in this state, and she was named as the Teacher of the Year. Now, we count her as a saint among us. I'm saying it now before she gets in the building. Don't you dare repeat this. So, yet another saint among us. One more that you're going to see in action momentarily would be Charlotte Galletto. Charlotte is this lovely little girl, just as cute as a button. You take one look at her and you know there's a God alive and well in the universe. Yeah! And Charlotte is so cool. She wanders. She collects Kleenex in the church building and rearranges it. I mean, and you're going to see her get baptized today. She's got a thing or two to teach us about what it means to be in relationship to God. She is yet among the saints with us this day. You and I need these saints to get by. The implication is that you and I, warts and all, are counted among them. I mean, we know our own quirks, our own idiosyncrasies, our own defects of character. Here she is. Yeah. So this, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, please be seated. For those who haven't met her, this is Miss Pam Ertl. She has been named by the governor the Teacher of the Year. I won't tell you what else I said about you.
Oh, I'm really concerned.
Yeah. And we wanted to honor her today among us. And so with this orchid, there's a card floating around. Maybe you got it already. If you didn't, you will. And there's a cake in the parish hall afterwards. Ha! There's the card.
Thank you.
Signed by a whole bunch of people, and we just wanted to say thank you both to you, and thank God for Pam, huh? Give it up for Pam again. You're welcome. All right. So, to finish that meditation that I just read, and then we're going to move on. It finished with this prayer. Lord, your saints come from every nation and every tribe. And one of the secrets about the communion of the saints is you don't have to be a Christian to be counted among them. Such is the beauty of your kingdom, Lord, where every race and people are honored and recognized as being made in your image. Again, we're going to witness that today with Charlotte. Help us live lives of peace and reconciliation that pay homage to the diversity of your great cloud of witnesses, and the people said,